The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey. This is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan, C. Ro Moran, and Emil Nate checking in for our Picks of the Week episode. And if you're new to the show, these are our favorite matches or segments or wrestling content from the week that was. If you haven't checked it out yet, yung Weekend Reactions episode natin is already up on Spotify on this very feed. So please take some time to go follow the podcast and leave us a 5-star rating if you've checked out at least one episode on the Spotify feed. Let's get to our picks here. Marami rami tayong pag-uusapan, even though it's just the three of us. I'm going to start with my pick of the week here, and it is from NXT Vengeance Day, Ilya Dragunov versus Trick Williams.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Comes the main event, and a lot of people, myself included, have been calling this Trick Williams' coming out party. Very well deserved the month for him to be in the main event. The stories that they've built around Trick leading into Vengeance Day, I'd like to think na he's been able to prove na kaya niya makipagsabayan with an Ilya Dragunov na he can main event an NXT PLE even if it's not for the NXT championship, especially since he's heading into this blood feud with Carmelo Hayes. So, you know, I really enjoy what they've done with Trick Williams, and I can finally agree dun sa, I think ikaw nagsabi nito, Ro, na yung mas may high upside talaga is Trick over Ilya, given how much more sympathetic he's become as a character. So it's great na, you know, Ilya really took him to the limit, and for a while we thought na, oh, Trick could actually pull this off, but as with every Ilya Dragunov match, he finds a way to just bludgeon the other guy to submission, or in this case, defeat. But the real cherry here on top is the turn, diba? That heel turn where Carmelo Hayes came out and appeared to console Trick only to hit him with a chop block and get the chair and just destroy yung tuhod ni Trick Williams. So, ito na. This has been the turn that everybody and their mother has been calling for, has been saying na ito na yung mangyayari. And it played out beautifully in the sense na even though it was predictable, it was also logical. So, I think tayo mga wrestling fans, masyado na tayo na condition na predictable is boring when that's not necessarily the case. Kasi if you're telling a good story and if you're executing it well, predictable actually means good kasi it means na may katuturan yung story, di ba? It makes sense kaya siya predictable. So, it made me excited to catch NXT, and they did follow through naman with Carmelo Hayes cutting that promo at the top of the show, and then later on in like the second hour or something, and Trick Williams wasn't there to really sell yung injury niya coming out of Vengeance Day.
Really quickly, Emil, before I start, I want to talk about that promo really quickly. You know how some people wanted MJF after his face turn to go back to be heel MJF? Nagets ko na. I say Carmelo Hayes really is so much better as a heel. MJF, because it was also good as a face, so I didn't want him to turn back. But Carmelo Hayes, Melo, did not work as a face at all. Sorry, Emil, go ahead.
Nah, again, this was a star-making match for Trick Williams. You know, I was still doubtful a little bit about his in-ring capabilities because he's raw, you know. But over the past few months, he's been put to the spotlight in a main event program. And every time, he always excels. And this is his breakout moment. You know, no? And he was able to prove himself na kaya niya makipagsabayan against the best of the best in NXT. The potential of this guy in the main roster is so big na we can see it now. We can call it now na he's gonna have so many main events more to come in the future. And you know, Ilya did this thing as well. I mean, he's always wrestling like an angry man, which I love. So talaga sapakan to eh. And I really appreciate that type of a wrestling match. Now we rarely get these days, aside from maybe Ilya and a few people.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys already mentioned it. I don't want to make it longer, but I sometimes say on the show that the mark of a good young wrestler is when they're able to keep up with the more experienced veteran. So, Trick did that in this match and more. He showed that he was not only present for all the spots and for all the big moments, he was also there to dish what Ilya was giving him. Although, syempre, Ilya gave it to him more. So I enjoyed this. Trick proved na he is able to evolve. He's able to do more than what is usually taught to him over at the Performance Center, which is mostly the fundamentals and the basics. And I can't wait to see what else he does with other more experienced partners. Also wanted to shout out Phil Schneider. His column is actually free to read. I did not know because he has a Patreon. And apparently the old the Ringer column of the three matches a week, it's apparently free to read. So he sums up the performance, the Trick Williams, a lot better in more detail. And it lines up na yun nga, kaya niyang makipagsabayan, not just with a good wrestler, but with a good wrestler's different style.
All right, let's get to our next pick of the week. This one is from Emil from NXT last Wednesday, Manila time.
Yes, so my pick goes out to the main event of NXT. It's Ilya Dragunov versus Dijak. And it's a breath of fresh air for Ilya to be facing someone else. Because it's been a while. And these two just went hard in this match. Sapakan kung sapakan talaga. A lot of stiff strikes, stiff moves. And I kind of wish they would run this back for Stand and Deliver. Kasi nabitin ako eh. It was a TV main event, so it wasn't that long. But these guys, man. These two are the best in NXT talaga as of right now. No one else in NXT hits harder than these two. And you know, I like the thing at the end as well when Melo went after Ilya, kind of reestablishes that feud as well. But I really wish na they could deviate Ilya from the Melo and Trick drama and just focus in on this Ilya versus Dijak, because this has potential here to be a solid co-main event come Stand and Deliver. So kudos to these two. That was a hell of a match. That was a hell of a stiff fest by Ilya and Dijak.
Let's not forget that Dijak, as part of the ROH roster, has experience wrestling in Japan. So dun nang galing yung mga yun. I agree. It was really, really fun because you can see that from Trick, who was able to keep up with Ilya, Ilya found someone who is more aligned with the style that he likes to do. So everything Emil said was right. It was so much fun just watching them do a sprint na super ano, super snug and super tigas na mga moves and strikes. So go watch that if you forgot the kind of person Dijak is.
Yeah, I mean, Ilya and Dijak feuded na, diba, in early 2023 before Ilya was able to win the NXT Championship. And I'm just waiting for Dijak to get his thank you run, because ever since he came back and brought his brand of hard justice to NXT, he's been putting out really solid matches to the point that I'm beginning to feel like this man is not getting his flowers. And he absolutely should. And I think it should come in the form of an NXT Championship run. All right, let's go to Chino's pick. Which is from Dynamite this past week. It is the team of John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli versus Team CMLL. So, sabi ni Chino, yung story na to and BCC's rivalry and with the CMLL guys and the invitation to appear in Arena Mexico. This working relationship with CMLL and AEW has actually been pretty good. It's introducing a new style of wrestling to fans who may not be as familiar with Lucha Libre, even though, you know, AEW has already made regulars out of guys like Vikingo and Commander. You know, CMLL also has a deep roster consisting of former wrestlers from the WWE working under new names like si Mystico. I'm not sure if Metalik is with CMLL, is he?
No,
he's with ROH.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, the Mascara Dorado that Chino named is not not Grand Metalik.
It's a Mascara Dorado Dos.
Dos.
Yeah, napasa on na yung ano, yung mask.
Yeah. So different guy from the original Mascara Dorado, which is who's now known as Metalik. Chino adds that a rivalry between BCC and Team CMLL gives Lucha Libre a chance to have a more mainstream audience since they get to work with more popular stars from AEW. So yeah, this was a lot of fun. I still haven't caught up on yung Hechicero versus Bryan Danielson match, which people have been loving.
Oh yes.
Yeah, you have.
Yes, you got it. You got it.
Yeah, I gotta say.
So medyo naghahabol ako on AEW, but I did enjoy this. I just wish na mas may exposition to, like medyo out of nowhere pa rin. I don't know, I might have missed something, but I still don't understand why CMLL is feuding with the Blackpool Combat Club and why is it that Daddy Magic of all people are coming out to save Mox.
I can kind of explain it. It's not the best story, but it is explainable. First, diba Moxie put out this challenge for people to keep up with him. Then that's kind of like the inciting incident. But the real inciting incident was when they took a spill on the CMLL guys at ringside. So it's really simple and corny, but it started the skirmish kasi. So it started the war because CMLL really was there to invade. So just because natamaan sila ng mga flying bodies, they retaliated and then they just were looking for an excuse to just fire back.
I will say, logic pala siya. Dapat yung tinamaan tayo ni Tajiri, lumaban din tayo, di ba? Nung Joshi Jam in 2014. Kasi natamaan kami ni Ro, Emilio.
It was you. It was
Tajiri actually hit me. And I was sitting there at ringside. And if we were to follow tong wrestling logic na to, I should have hit Tajiri back in 2014. I call him Tajiri-san and I shake his hand backstage.
No, but also what they don't really say or what they do kind of try to say is that they were looking, the CMLL guys were looking for a fight. Then. That's why they were there.
Yeah.
Tapos, even though the story is flimsy, the execution of the rest of it is actually pretty good. Like they, because it's BCC leading the whole Team AEW.
Yeah, but like, if let's say it's Team AEW, bakit naman yung medyo scraps ng Team AEW?
I don't know. You gonna know. That's why they don't explain. Pero kasi the reason why I say it's actually better than anything they've done with New Japan, because it's simple. They just go out there and wrestle, and then the BCC prove na their style is better than Lucha Libre.
Eh, syempre, nasa AEW sila, di ba? Parang medyo weird din if the CMLL guys get a win. Sorry, it sounds like I'm shooting this down from every possible point of view. It's just that I'm just trying to make it make sense, di ba? Like, yung pinaka, ano ko talaga, pinaka bone to pick ko with this story, even though I like the wrestling, is why, you know, the other guys from AEW's upper echelon don't seem to care. Where is the world champion? Why is Samoa Joe not involved here? Diba? Why is Daddy Magic the rest back? No, babalik eh. Bakit si Daddy Magic? He has enough problems with Daniel Garcia sticking his nose in Adam Copeland's business.
Basta, ang importante sa akin is that it's not as messy as all the NJPW collabs. Like the Will Ospreay stuff, the Okada stuff, and before that, the Jay White stuff. Diba? Mm-hmm. So it's, for me, it's simple and straightforward. Anyway, shout out then to Bryan Danielson versus Hechicero. It's a lot of people's introduction to Hechicero. Even Phil Schneider admits na he wasn't a big name in CMLL or in Mexico at all. So the fact that they put out or Danielson sought out a technical wizard, his name means wizard, like him, and chose to put him on a huge national stage, international stage, and then he delivered. Chef's kiss. So you should go watch that. Yung muna panoorin nyo. Then this match is pretty good. They're, again, like I've been saying, they've just been doing CMLL versus AEW matches without much rhyme or reason beyond the fact na gusto na ng away, gusto ng team CMLL ng away. Like for all we know, they're cloud chasers. So that's the thing. And then they've just been wrestling, good stuff. So far, they've picked people from AEW na hindi awkward makipag-work with luchadors, yep, with actual lucha libre practicing luchadors. So the acrobatic stuff is what I'm saying. So that's why it's been relatively successful, and that's why this pick from Chino is also pretty good. He tried to pick Dynasty versus Edgestero, but this is also just as good. So it's one of those things that it distills the best parts of this inter-promotional rivalry and this inter-wrestling style rivalry.
Yes, I will echo the Brian versus Edgestero match. Edgestero is not my favorite luchador. I'm sorry, like before, when you say lucha libre, I always think of the high flyers, the Vikingos, the Pentagons, the Phoenix of the world. But CMLL, the introduction of CMLL into the AEW canon made me realize that there's so.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Much more with what Lucha Libre is. It's not just the high flying. It's this whole different styles that you can see and you can watch and be amazed of the things that they can do. And it's amazing that in a short amount of time, the relationship between CMLL and AEW is already better than any other promotions that AEW has worked with before, like AAA and New Japan. Na spotlight talaga yung CMLL and their style of wrestling, and they introduce themselves to a whole new audience. There's a side of Lucha Libre that you haven't seen before, and this is it. And you know, I've been loving it so far. I've been loving this whole collaboration between them, and I hope we get more. Yun na nga, no, napansin ko din, yung mga nilalaban nila sa mga CMLL guys are the ones who had experience with working lucha before, like Matt Sydal. I've seen Matt Sydal more in the last couple of weeks than I've seen in last year. Christopher Daniels also worked a match with the CMLL guys. So, I know, they're making sure to really put the spotlight on these guys na hindi sila mapahiya on a worldwide stage. So, I applaud TK for bringing them into the fold, and you know, I mean, again, everyone's been loving it so far.
To clarify, si Etchicero lang yung ano, so far yung really technical Llavero, which is what they call Llave practitioners. And then it also so happens that he is able to fly as well, despite his size. So for the most part, the reason why people think Lucha Libre is all high-flying acrobatics is because that really is what everyone does, or what most people do. Kaya I was so impressed and happy that there was actually a luchador who is focused on the ground game, the submission game.
For our listeners na hindi familiar sa AEW or not following, di namin siya tinatawag na Hechicero. Like, that's his actual name, Hechicero.
Yeah,
it's spelled
H-I-C-E-R-O. So it's Hechicero. It's not Hechicero. Hindi kami nang Hechos. Okay. Hindi kami nagbebeki ng basta-basta.
Hi, he's Chico Garcia.
And he's Gino Killiamore.
We're the hosts of Only Fun.
In our podcast, we explore the boundaries of our pleasure.
And test the limits of our pain.
It's business in the front.
And party in the rear? Wait, what? Wait, we talk about shows that we watch that might, you know, be entertaining for everyone else, right?
Yep. That's what I said. Check out our podcast. New episodes out Wednesdays and Fridays.
No drama, only fun.
All right, let's go to Rowan's pick here from SmackDown over the weekend. He picked the match between British Strong Style and DIY to determine the number one contenders for the Tag Team Championship. So BSS, or British Strong Style, actually won this match. So they're facing the Judgment Day at Elimination Chamber in Perth. Now, Rowan said he was looking forward to this number one contenders match since DIY won on Raw, and he felt na tong match na to was the most NXT-like match on SmackDown. It made me feel like he was watching a free TV version of NXT TakeOver involving these two tag teams because of everyone's chemistry and their familiarity with one another. Nagising din siya because of how much action was going on, and then he loved the brawling in at ringside and in the ring, and how one of them would even fly out. So yun, enjoy ni Rowan tong tapatan between BSS and DIY. I actually enjoyed it too. Like, if I didn't remember na I was picking between a couple of NXT Vengeance Day matches, I think I would have picked this one because I love all four guys involved, and it was a great way to put British Strong Style over. For a while, I actually couldn't pick kung sino yung magiging number one contender, but it was great to see a match in which I didn't care. Nandun ako sa point na yun na sobrang na-enjoy ko talaga watching both teams going at it. So whichever of them would have faced Finn and Damian would have been fun for me, especially since I'll get to call that match at a PLE.
I, as a fan of Black and Gold era NXT, this match warms my heart. It's been a while. And I thought this was, kala ko nga this was the first time that they faced the British Strong Style against DIY. Pero nagkakamali pala ako. It was a different combination, though, of British Strong Style. It was Trent Seven and Tyler Bate from like the Worlds Collide 2020 against DIY. So this was a great match, great TV match as well. It wasn't that long, but I enjoyed it for what it is. And nanood ako sa result because DIY seemed to have momentum recently. They've been winning a lot of matches. They even had that great title match against Judgment Day a couple of weeks ago. So I thought maybe they were going to get another shot at it. Pero I don't mind this. I don't mind Dunn and Bate going after the tag team titles. Pero yun nga, I wish na this isn't the end for the push for DIY. Kasi I feel like they should get some flowers here. And they should Triple H should capitalize on both of them being healthy and getting over now with the crowd. And, you know, baka at WrestleMania, they will be in play for a tag team title shot.
Yeah. Everything that I wanted to say has been mentioned. I just want to say two things. We've gotten years of NXT graduates facing each other under Vince, but now the missing piece was Triple H letting them cook. Right? So if you let NXT wrestlers wrestle the way they did on NXT, you get something like this. And something like this is pretty great. That was the second thing is, this being so short is a good argument for SmackDown going 3 hours. You know, if this happened on Raw, and I wish it happened on Raw, this would have gotten easily 15 to 20. 15. Because the match that they had, DIY versus, did you know what happened on Monday? I forgot.
The Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah, the Fatal 4-Way.
Was it the Fatal 4-Way? No, the week before, they had a championship match.
Yeah, in Judgment Day. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was pretty good because it went long. And because they were able to do that on a show that's 3 hours long on TV. So, you know, it's also really great. Please go watch this.
All right, so let's finish things off with Rose Pick, which is from Collision. We're recording this Monday night. This happened yesterday as we're recording.
Yeah, so the main event, Ishii versus Orange Cassidy, which Roddy Strong wanted Ishii to win. So the moment this was announced, I think last week, the previous Sunday, I knew that I would have to pick this, and they delivered completely. Ishii is like almost 50 or already 50, and then he's still working the way. Not much a super high level, but he's still working in a way that's super, super competent and allows everyone who faces him to really shine. And if this is your first exposure to Ishii, if this is the first time you've ever seen him, you might be baffled at the way that this now small dude, I think he's like 5'6", 5'7", or 5'8", He's not even that much carved like a block of granite anymore. He's really stocky and small. But everyone who goes up against him treats him like he's still a big heavyweight. And for intents and purposes, that is how he is treated in New Japan, which is very serious about its weight classes. So I've always believed that Ishii was always the closest to the Western idea of ring psychology. Like everyone works around his strength, his endurance, the fact that he seems to be an immovable object. Orange Cassidy and his selling work and everything that he sold for, he sold from Ishii, he really put that over. And I think that's such an easy story, in-ring story to grasp. And they were able to parlay it all the way to the end where Ishii wouldn't go down until a really, really lucky schoolboy attempt, right? Or inside cradle attempt by Orange Cassidy. And the other thing I wanted to say was it's a huge, great change of pace from the fucking 20-minute FTR matches that is the norm now for Collision. Kahit wala na si CM Punk, yung parang ginagawa nila, putain. But I'm glad that they changed it up. And finally, Orange Cassidy main evented a Collision. And he deserves it because he is a champion. He is defending a championship against one of New Japan's most beloved names, right?
So, si Ishii sa power rankings. Kala mo ba may
rankings? Yeah. Oh, man. Special guest day. I don't know how. Maybe that was made before the power rankings. I don't know.
One thing I appreciate about this is DK actually made an effort to show a vignette or a video of Ishii during Collision.
He's been doing that lately.
Yeah, you know, so natuto na siya, I guess. This is a dream match actually for me. Like years ago, this was a dream match. Na what if a very serious guy like Ishii, a very hard hitting, very no-nonsense guy would go up against Orange Cassidy, which is the opposite of Ishii. And opposites attract. And they made a really good good pairing in this match. Like, sobrang na-enjoy ko tong match nito. It was hard-hitting. I love Ishii. He's one of the guys in New Japan. He may not be as successful as an Okada, as Tanahashi, or an Ospreay, but every time he has the match, I would always make sure to tune in because you would get to see 100% intensity out of him every single time. And niyata na lang if how many years he has left because he's been wrestling for a while. So every time he goes to the AW, even wrestling in Japan, I really enjoy it.
Sorry, on that question, I just wanted to really quickly state that he works a really low maintenance style. Like if you see an Ishii match, there is a formula. And the fact that he doesn't really take that many crazy bumps is why he's preserved really well in his relatively advanced age.
Yeah, he's 48 and he's been wrestling since 1996.
Yeah.
Ayan, so medyo matagal talaga siya sa wrestling business. No? Pero di natin alam. You know, he might retire at some point in the next 5 years. So might as well enjoy him now while we still can. And with Orange Cassidy, I'm feeling kind of iffy about this reign though. Because they already told this great story at the end of his first title reign. And now he's with the title again. So parang na-reset lahat ng character development niya at the end, when he lost to Moxley. At all out. So I enjoyed this match, but at the same time, I kept thinking, bakit nasa kanya? Why is he still the international champion?
Because he's waiting for Roddy Strong.
Yeah, so maybe that's going to be the time where he'll finally move on to other things. But nonetheless, this is a really great match. So I'm still going to write my review of Collision a little bit later. So I'll take note of everything that we said here.
Yeah, you guys have said pretty much everything, so I'm just going to add a couple of things. First off, it's kind of annoying how people still can't pronounce his name correctly. It's Ishii, not Ishii. So no, even people on AEW TV get it wrong. It's actually Ishii. It's just kind of anglicized kaya ganun yung spelling, Ishii.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Even Roderick Strong, when he called him, he was just like, Ishii! So, you know, I appreciated how Roddy got it right. Kevin Kelly gets it right.
Yeah, Roddy's been there now. Working with him before.
Yeah, everyone else is like Ishii. No, it's Ishii. So second, Orange Cassidy looked really flustered throughout points in that match, which goes back to pinoint out ni Rona that Ishii style where he's supposed to be the immovable object. It also fucked with Orange Cassidy, who usually is the guy who mind fucks his opponents. So that was a nice wrinkle that I saw in this match. It's not every day, di ba, na mapapadam si Orange Cassidy na yung mind games actually work against him. In this case, para napa second guess siya na, teka lang, my shit doesn't work here against this dude. So yun, fun stuff from another solid week in wrestling, and that pretty much wraps a bow on our picks of the week episode. As we wind down here, I want to let you know that we are just a couple of weeks away from our Elimination Chamber watch party happening on February 24. That is a Saturday, 5:30 p.m. ang start ng main show sa Skinny Mike's BGC. So if you're gonna come and watch, get there earlier, mga 4:30, para lang may maparkingan ka, and so you can get yourself a seat. Early bird tickets are still available at 350 pesos each. They come with a free iced tea. But as Ro reminded you on yesterday's Weekend Reactions episode, early bird does not mean reservation. So first come, first serve pa rin yung seats and tables. But don't worry, if you want to make some new friends and share tables, we're not going to stop you. If you're going to walk in, the tickets will be 450 pesos each. They also come with a free iced tea. We're going to close early bird ticket selling at 60 tickets kasi we only have the second floor for Skinny Mike's for Elimination Chamber Perth. So get your tickets now at tinyurl.com/WWPChamber2024. We'll see you on February 24, Saturday, 5:30 p.m. for Elimination Chamber at Skinny Mike's BGC. And we're also going to see you on Thursday. That's tomorrow, 7 p.m. for our weekly live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. Make sure to follow us at Wrestling Podcast. On Spotify, please follow us there and go hit that subscribe button. Leave us a 5-star rating. And if you haven't yet, go engage with us and chat with us on Twitter and TikTok at Wrestling2XPod. Individually, you can reach out to us. It is at RoisWar, at EML_Meister, at Monday Night Rowan, that's NITE, and at Chino Supersize. And for me, it is @_StanC. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and all the other producers at the Pod Network for the work that they do behind the scenes. And on behalf of Ro Moran and Emil Nate, my name is Stan C. Ending another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.